Hey, what's up? It's Project Beta Dolphin's super awesome magical fun radio Doom time. It's really confusing because it's two different things. You guys should have agreed on the spelling of that. We got
Mine is
Peter.
fucking correct. I don't know what.
Wait, what?
Shut up. We got Peter on the far left. What's up, Peter?
Hey, what's going on?
Wait, why are you referring to spatial location?
Because that's why they're on the friggin' Skype chat. Jesus Christ.
He's fucking in the middle.
Don't give
for
away
me.
Secrets.
JD's on the left.
Gabby
babe,
on
matter.
The left.
Hi.
We got Chaz on the right.
That's me, and I'm here.
We got Eric on the far right.
Hi.
What's wrong with your mic, bro?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah,
no, I'm talking to the other person whose mic is fucked up.
Man, you should get a Turtle Beach. I don't even own a Turtle Beach.
My Turtle Beach is working.
Alright, yeah.
Fucking fatality.
Despite the fact that I've practically run it over with a truck, this thing is living.
Okay, so let's get the personal updates. Who wants to start?
I like how Peter just takes the rein.
Well,
that's pretty much what I do. In our episodes, I mean, I do that all the time. I just segue us.
Peter, go from left to right. Go from left to right.
Okay, well, on mine, you're first. So,
yeah,
JD, why don't you tell us about your personal updates?
I don't know. Personally.
You did this the first episode too, and made me look like a dick for asking you what's going on in your life.
I recently got my permit, which is pretty cool. I drove to Subway. It was pretty nice.
So I'm the last one who can't drive.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And is a junior.
Oh my god, don't tell the world that.
Probably.
Junior status.
Let's see, I'm officially an actor, I guess, because I'm in like a school production and all that.
So now you do music and theater, and aren't you working at a country club now? Your mic, man. I don't. That
fell through. They don't need caddies anymore.
Non-committal answer.
They fell through. They don't need caddies anymore.
Ah, that's unfortunate.
But you could have been Zac Efron.
Oh.
Ew.
No. All right. Lastly, I beat Dark Souls, which is really awesome. You know, for me, because it was even better because I beat the Prepare to Die Edition final boss within 20 minutes of beating Gwyn, the Lord Ascender. So that was like, oh my god, there's so much serotonin in my brain right now. I can't even take it.
Serotonin.
I don't even care.
Speak the queens.
Serotonin in my brain.
Serotonin.
Whose turn is it now?
Actually, I am speaking the queens because Bear Grylls is like, you're like glaciers. I'm climbing on them glaciers and I'm drinking vitamins. So he could say serotonin.
I have no clue what
okay.
you're talking about.
So I finished catching up on Modern Who recently. Which just made me cry all the time and was terribly depressing.
Yeah.
And I watched the old show Spaced with Simon Pegg, and that was pretty fantastic. And I've been playing a lot of Borderlands, and that sums up my life, which is really sad.
What about Batman?
Oh, yeah. Also, I got a ski hat thing that's Batman. And I walked around the mall being Batman until a mall cop told me that that was not kosher.
That was the greatest thing ever.
And I made an Asian guy in the car next to us really uncomfortable.
Yeah. He did like a double take in everything.
That was just wonderful.
Fantastic, as Eccleston would say.
Yes, fantastic.
I need a Batman mask.
Eric, what do you have
for Halloween? Because I have
updates.
Well, I'm going to school, and school is boring.
Nothing. Oh.
Did you game recently, or get anything, or read
yeah.
anything?
I went to the Celtic Festival with Chaz, and
yeah, I did
got
that.
Borderlands 2.
Nice.
That was about it.
Have you gotten to play Borderlands 2 yet?
Yeah, I'm like level 14, maybe.
Oh.
I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, never mind. I won't be right back.
Oh. Okay, well...
He's leaving
like
and
so
he's
far?
Not coming back.
Eric, how do you like Borderlands so far?
It's good. I like, well, I'm okay with being a siren because I'm not going to be the class I'm going to play as. Right. So I'm Siren, but it's a good class. And so far, I like gameplay and story.
We're gonna have our Borderlands 2 discussion later. That comes later. Gabby?
And it's gonna happen.
Yes, it's gonna happen. Gabby, your personal updates.
But do we really care?
That's why I kind of just tossed it to her. So Gabby, well, just go.
You know, other than everybody being a general asshole to me, it does
happen.
Which
you like.
Ha ha! I've been, trying to get into comics lately.
Have you done?
I don't.
JD, fix your mic, son.
Fix your mic, son. I finished Joss Whedon's part of Astonishing.
I don't know what's going on. Myself is phasing in and out. I don't know what to do.
You sound like someone.
Which
all
is awesome. Spoiler alert: nothing good happens.
I finished Joss Whedon's run of Astonishing X-Men, and it just makes me never want to read an X-Men comic again. Because I just, feelings and sadness and bullets hurtling through the sky. I got Borderlands, and I really haven't played it that much, though.
One or two?
The first one.
Oh.
But it came with a poster, and that was wonderful.
I fucking want one. I need to get that poster. I'm so bitter that I didn't get the Borderlands 2 Collector's Edition because it came with, like, a cloth map and everything.
Oh, and it came with a chest.
And also the loot chest.
Butt Stallion.
What about Butt Stallion?
No, didn't come with a Butt Stallion.
He was making a Handsome Jack joke.
Yeah, I know, but how can you not love that game with Handsome Jack as the villain? He is Archer.
Okay, we're gonna get to that. Calm down. Calm your boner.
But how? Just how? How? You're not a
He'll
person.
He'll explain it in a little bit.
Oh,
anyway, my turn.
Okay.
Recently, I've been trying to catch up on my modern Doctor Who. I'm on episode 3, season 3. Yeah. So I'm not very far in, but I'm trying. I really don't have any free time. I have my job and homework. And, yeah, and school. What?
What?
Yeah.
These are great noises.
Anyway, I've also been trying to catch up on my Walking Dead, especially since the season premiere is next week. Watching a bunch of those season 2 episodes. I've been watching Parks and Rec because that just aired recently.
It's so good.
Yes, very excited for season 5. And I think that pretty much covers it for me. Oh, also been playing Borderlands 2, as a Siren, the fire one. I'm not sure what the exact name is called, but I've been playing in that tree, and it's just fantastic.
I just went, on my account with Rick, on my Siren, I went, Harmony, which is the healing tree. Oh my god, it's so fucking good.
Guys, you can't, because Peter is gonna get mad.
What?
If you talk about Borderlands too much.
No, I mean, we're getting to it. It's in a
yeah,
we'll get to that.
We're almost there. I'm just saying, like, I also
it,
have played a Siren. Yeah, okay, well.
Can I just say that the Harmony Tree is also mad overpowered?
Don't,
no,
no,
because that's starting a debate. You're not allowed to say that.
Yet.
I'm not debating, I'm just making her.
Before this gets into a dangerous area, let's move on.
Where JD offends people.
I'm not hating it.
Wait. We'll get to it. New York Comic Con is first on our list after personal updates. For those of you who don't know, this blog all started because of New York Comic Con last year. So we're hitting our 1-year anniversary. That's pretty awesome.
Except for me.
Except for Eric.
Yeah. Just joined recently, but
I'm just tag along.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited for that. I'm pretty sure we've all made our schedules so far. So
schedules.
Yes. For panel.
I'm following Chaz. That's my schedule.
Yeah, that was
I just want to see.
You're totally
I just
want to
see Guillermo del Toro, and that's it.
Like, you know, there. I'm pretty sure there. Like, there's a Green Lantern panel and stuff, and there's like stuff.
Yeah, I want to go to that.
So, you know, you might want to check out the panels and make your own schedule, because there might be people who want to go off with you and not do what else is doing.
Oh.
For example, Chaz wants to go to the Halo 4 panel, and while I want to go to that, there is a Walking Dead panel an hour after that, and I will not get there in time to make it in there if I go to the Halo 4 one, so I'll be going
to the Walking Dead. I'm still not going to get in there.
Oh, I'm gonna get in there. I'm gonna get in at like 3.
He will cut a bitch.
Yes, I don't think you people realize how serious I am about The Walking Dead.
I feel like what's gonna happen is Peter's gonna wait in line for like 3 hours, and I'm gonna be like, well, I have nothing to do. He's like, hey, friend.
You guys friend. Let me wait for Walking Dead so much.
Seriously, every time I see something Walking Dead related at Comic-Con, I just have to send it to Peter because I know he's going to fangirl all over the place.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm excited.
Did you get a game? I'm going to find an Eccleston poster somewhere. I will find
it. I'm really excited to see some of the Doctor Who stuff they have.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to go and like know what I'm doing, whereas like last year it was completely overwhelming because I was just like, oh my god, everything is fantastic.
Oh, hey, Skyward Sword.
What about Skyward Sword?
Don't think out loud when we're recording. Shut up.
Whatever. Anyway, does anyone else have anything to say about Comic-Con?
I would like to say that I'm going to meet Brian Lee O'Malley and make him sign my Scott Pilgrim book, and that is goddamn fantastic.
Are there any like game demos you're hoping for games that are coming out soon?
Halo.
Halo 4 will probably
Halo.
Be there.
Also, Halo.
Assassin's Wait. Creed will probably be there.
Wait, they're coming out with a demo? Or are we demoing
it there?
Probably
have it.
They let you play multiplayer there. That's what they did with Anniversary last year.
Yeah.
You got to play multiplayer. You got to
But
play
was that Bungie around. Or 343?
That was Bungie.
That was 343.
Was that 343?
Anniversary is 343's first game.
Oh, you're
that's right.
Right.
I see it on the box.
Well, 343 is on Halo 3 as well. It's always been there.
I mean, but it's big on the box.
No,
it's not like hidden, and Bungie's not huge on
Reach. When did Reach, Bungie leave Halo?
Reach was Bungie's very last game. And they said it was the last Halo, but then 343 took over and started doing stuff.
I want them to do Remember Me, because it's like...
They probably won't.
Yeah, I'm pretty hyped for that.
I wonder if they'll do Dishonored.
No, Dishonored comes out the Tuesday before it.
Oh, you're right, it does.
Well, it might be there anyway.
Maybe.
I don't know one that like isn't really, really happy about Dishonored.
I wonder if they'll do, even though Pokemon comes out before then. By the way, I'm not a fan of Pokemon, no offense to anyone who is, just saying that like I know it's happening. But I wonder if they'll have a demo of that.
Your man children, letting you know that.
Probably just, like, it's not like there are any other significant releases for Nintendo right now.
Yeah, wait, didn't they have,
Arkham City? Probably be all about that.
Near Comic-Con last year?
Arkham City Armored Edition.
I was gonna say, they'll probably be all over Arkham City, and I'll be like, dude, that was last year.
Or that zombie game.
I can't believe the Wii U pre-orders sold out in, like, 2 hours.
Well, you know, Nintendo is...
Who wants it? There are no launch titles.
All the 7-year-olds out there, and all
there are no solid launch titles.
No, there are
Peter, wait, did you just say 10-year-olds?
Yeah. I said all the 10-year-olds out there and all of the parents doing all of their early Christmas shopping.
No, you said it wrong. It's Nintendo-year-olds.
Really?
Yes.
Get the fuck off this podcast.
What if he actually left?
Don't leave.
I'm pretty sure it'll mess up the recording.
I'm not using my iPod this time, so I won't just drop a call.
Anyway. Let's move on. Gabby feels about something, so
I'll
take the floor on this, Gabby.
So the so-called gamer girls who like to...
And country boys.
What?
Shut
Alicia Day song.
I have not. The only song
move
I
on.
Know by... Yeah. Gamer girls, basically the girls who decide that they want to be special snowflakes and play Call of Duty, but also post pictures of themselves playing video games all over Facebook to the point where it starts to seem like all they do is post pictures of themselves with their brother's headset. It's a little annoying.
Common things that they say are, I'm a nerd, I play Call of Duty, don't judge me.
I'm such a gamer.
I'm a gamer. But what they say is, I'm a girl gamer, so what? Like, what does your vagina have to do with you being a gamer?
That's what Anita Sarkeesian's been trying to tell us.
I just, like, do you use it to game? I would hope not.
She's special
Please
powers.
Stop.
Because I don't want to touch the controller.
No, wait, hold on. About Anita, you know she went to DICE to talk to them about how to make Mirror's Edge 2 better for women?
What?
She went... The lady who did... Gabby knows who I'm talking about.
Oh, the feminist... I can't... Like, she has good points. I just can't stand her personally.
Well, no, what's it called? She went to DICE, and she was like, okay, for Mirror's Edge 2, you need to make the buttons simpler, because women can't understand complex controls.
Are you serious?
She worded it a lot more gracefully than I did, but it's basically what she said.
I think we should talk about the enormous explosion when the one guy from Gearbox was like, yeah, Mechromancer has a girlfriend mode talent tree.
Oh, man, that was huge. Even when... The fucking Mario game that's called Girlfriend Mode, but no one gives a shit because it's Mario.
It just hit the fan so hard. Like, are you saying girls can't play FPSs?
Well,
my girlfriend beats me at COD.
You know what? I really
Lana plays FPSs.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Ubisoft jokes.
Carry me, big hands.
Carry me, monster hands.
I still will not ever get over how awful she was in Ubisoft C3 thing.
I will admit, though, I really do suck at first-person shooters, because, like, I played Reach with Lanier, and, he was carrying me.
Yeah!
No. No.
Were you on the couch?
I think we should explain that.
I don't think we should. Let that hang.
No, yeah, we shouldn't.
That should
be... Yeah!
But I want everyone to know.
No.
No, that's not fair. We'll just leave it there.
Yeah, so anyway. Basically this whole gamer girl nonsense needs to stop.
It does. If you're going to play a game, you don't need to broadcast to the world. I think the one time I took a picture of me playing video games was when I had two TVs, one for my cousin, one for me, and I wasn't even in the shot. I just thought it was fantastic that we had two TVs and we were playing two games at the same time.
There's footage of you playing Slender. I think you're a gamer girl.
Oh yeah, there's that too. I'm, yeah.
You're one of those.
Have you ever seen those screenshots of girls playing League of Legends? And there's like, the girls like the camera's focused on her face, and like the game is 1/8 of the screen.
I've never seen that, but that sounds.
Fantastic. I've been in one of those streams before. They're awful. They ban anyone who says this is awful.
You know what? I can't stand when people can't take criticism.
I can't stand League of Legends and their community.
It does have an awful community. Not everyone there is awful, but it feels like there are enough, like, bad eggs. It's like Call of Duty. There are some okay people that play Call of Duty. It's just there are so many un-okay people.
Hey, you're a ginger. I'm 12. Stop playing video games. N-word, N-word, N-word.
Hearing 60 different synonyms for penis in one game.
I don't play online because I'm afraid.
That's why I stopped playing Gary's Mod.
The moral of that story is that gamer girls need to stop.
Oh, also when they pose all seductively with the controllers and they've got like the wire in their mouth and it's like wrapped around their boobs and stuff. Why?
Oh, Joe, that's just so dumb.
Oh, wait, I just remember this. One of my friends on Steam, he fucking showed me this chat log he had with this guy that he met on TF2 because he used a voice modulator to make him sound like a girl, and he got him to gift him games for free because he was a girl.
Sad.
That's kind of awful.
I should use my boob privileges more often.
On that note,
Gabby, no one wants that. Literally zero people.
No.
I'm sorry, there's one person. But your response is just non-committal noises.
Guys. Hey, guys.
What? Mm.
This has nothing to do with anything, but I found out that you cannot sing in the bathtub in Pennsylvania. That's illegal.
It's also illegal to slurp soup in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oops.
And to carry a ice cream cone in your back pocket on Sunday in some state I forget. And drop a live moose from an airborne airplane in Alaska.
That is true.
Does Sarah Palin need to use like a hook now?
We're going to move on to JD's favorite part of this podcast, and that's the Borderlands 2 debate.
You guys are really obsessed with the fact that I don't like Borderlands too much.
It's not that we're obsessed, it's that we want to hear your opinion. It's controversy on the blog. We actually
also, every
disagree
time we
on
mention something we
once.
Like about it, you mention how shitty it is.
I mean, what? You do that with my life.
Well, your life is shitty. What do you want from us? Anyway, I am interested in your opinion on what you don't like about Borderlands besides the boner fart joke.
That wasn't it. I don't like most of the humor. I just don't.
Like what? Besides like, boner farts.
I never laughed.
You didn't laugh when Tannis was telling the story about how she shot blood out of her nose and on someone's face.
Not really, no.
There's so much good dialogue and so many good references. Like Claptrap.
The references I also hate. I hate the references. And all the and if you also look at the badass token screen, there's like a bajillion little meme jokes that I just can't stand to see in video games. And I know that
you look at those, but like the subtle references are awesome. Like at one point, Handsome Jack is listing people that he killed, and it's the names of the actors that played the first five doctors in Classic Who. That's
well,
awesome.
That's not things I hate. I hate the little meme jokes that are everywhere.
What meme jokes?
Like the friggin' Minecraft thing.
The Minecraft thing's pretty cool.
Oh, I haven't heard about
it's
that.
It's also not a meme.
No, it is. Yes, it is. Creepers are a meme at this point. You can't even deny that.
Yes, I can.
And the
cannot
in the dust, if you open cardboard boxes, eventually Handsome Jack will call you and go, "What's in the box? What's in the box?" And there is literally Gwen's head in a box because Gwyneth Paltrow played that character in the movie Seven, and you get her head as a weapon.
Yes, please.
I did not laugh at that. Other things I did not laugh at, the Top Gun quest. That was incredibly stupid.
That was a little bit awful.
All of Scooter's sister dialogue I cringed at.
Scooter's supposed to be awful, though. You're supposed to cringe.
His sister.
Oh, you're supposed to cringe at both of them. They're awful rednecks.
All of Top Duck's dialogue I cringed at.
She was Moxie's daughter. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, were we supposed
that was like,
to?
That's like first game lore, dude.
I didn't know that.
Oh, and all of Sir Hammerlock opened his mouth. I was like, fuck, come on.
Hammerlock opened his mouth.
Some reviewer that I watched that.
He was saying that every time Hammerlock opened his mouth, he wanted to shoot himself.
Yeah, I know. I got the gist of it. It's just his mic is awful.
Some reviewer that I watched do a review of the game said something that I totally agree with. Something about. Oh, so Sir Hammerlock's dialogue sounds like it was written by someone wearing a t-shirt and a fedora at the same time. What just happened?
Your mic, like, muted for, like, 5 seconds, and we had, like, an awkward silence of 5 seconds.
I don't even know what's going on. My mic's acting up for, like, no reason, which is awful.
Just doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
Yeah, I don't know. I laughed a ton. I laughed when Claptrap's pizza party quest came up. I really enjoy. Well, I'm still doing it, so I guess I enjoy the cursed gun quest.
The quest with that rogue AI where you have to find places for him to live. And he keeps trying to kill you. It's a side quest from really early in the game.
Oh, I laughed at that. That was the high point. That was my high point for the humor.
And you fucking put him in the gun, and then the gun talks to you?
Oh,
yes. That was the high point of the humor for me.
Have you seen the worst guns in the world videos?
No.
Okay, basically there are these guns. My brother was telling me about it, and also Eric. But anyway, there are these guns, and they're ridiculously powerful. But they make you walk super slowly. And the sound effects are literally recorded by people. So, like, the sniper, it's a guy going, pop, pew! And when you switch
like
it, it goes...
Like Dead Space 2.
Yeah. And when you switch it, it goes, swapping weapons! And they're awful, but they're ridiculously overpowered.
I want to make that in our first game.
Just do the sound effects for the guns with our mouth. SMG...
Reloading!
That's another problem I have with the game, the guns.
I like the guns. I don't like
they just
how slow the bullets
They just
are.
Look like regular guns this time.
I disagree. I think especially the pistols look really good.
There's plenty of non-regular guns. I don't think you've seen a regular gun in a long time.
unbalances out for me.
Like, the only thing is some assault rifles are vaguely AK-47 shaped. Like, that's pretty much it. And revolvers still look like revolvers, but that's the same as the first game.
That's true.
You really can't make a revolver not look like a revolver because it's a revolver.
But the SMG design, especially for one I have, like when you get into purple and orange quality weapons, the weapon design is vastly superior to the first game.
I got one gun that I didn't quite like. It was just kind of normal. It was just like a golden version of like the first gun.
Yeah, Slag is a great addition. That's a very good strategy.
Yeah, because like, it's powerful, but not easy to use, so to speak. Like, it requires strategy.
Yeah, I always have a Slag machine pistol on me.
I don't. I don't think I found a Slag weapon
yet. I have a Slag
yet.
Sniper rifle and a Slag machine pistol.
I have a Slag sniper rifle, but it's burst fire and not very accurate.
Oh, I love the burst fire sniper rifles.
Yeah, I do too when I can hit something with them.
I was going to say, that sounds redundant.
Yeah, those are my gripes. You can pick at my opinions.
I don't know. I think there's some good humor. I think some of the references are a little too over, like, beating you over the head with it. Like, in the first game, it was a lot more subtle, especially...
Yeah, the first game, it was mostly the departure from the first game that I hated. Like, the first game, there wasn't humor everywhere you looked, you know? Like, with the first game, it was like a game. There wasn't like, oh, look, poop, fart,
it
whatever,
wasn't like jokes, a giant
like,
joke scene.
All the time, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I think Claptrap's dialogue is better written in this game, though.
I love Handsome Jack as a villain, but sometimes I think he's just a little overbearing with the comedy.
I fucking love Handsome Jack. He's so good.
He's a good villain, I will admit.
He's such a dick. And it's
that's why he's a good villain. Oh, things I do like, though, so you don't hate me. I love that they kept the graphic style. I really do.
They were thinking about changing it?
No, like, I was just saying. I'm just happy about it.
The way you said it made me think that they were thinking about changing it. I was about to go kill someone.
No. I like the new character classes. I think they're really fun. I like that they kept the prototypes from the first game in. Like, they did that in Torchlight 2, too.
Hey, guys, you know what we should do after this podcast?
Borderlands 2, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Torchlight 2.
Does anyone else have anything to say about Borderlands 2 before we move on?
I love it.
Yeah, can
I just say how I just want to accept the guy who went on Twitter and said, I apologize for the arrow in the knee joke.
Wait, when is there an arrow in the knee joke? Borderlands?
In the bar. After what's his name, shoots the guy in the knee. You meet him in the bar and he says, I used to be a vault hunter, then I took a bullet to the knee.
Oh, that's fucking awful.
I can let that slide because that was probably written at a time when the joke was still relevant.
That's true.
Yeah, all still, though, kind of.
He went on Twitter and formally apologized for it, which I think is a little bullshit, but I can accept the apology just because it wasn't dated at the time. That's why I just hate memes in video games, just because it dates it.
That's true,
because
they do get outdated.
But the faces, they've been relevant for a while now.
I faces do kind of hate that some of the challenges... But at the same time, some of the challenge names are fantastic, like Leaf on the Second Wind. Just anytime there's a Firefly Serenity reference, everything in the world gets a little bit better. And, like, the challenge to kill people by having them hit you while you have a spike shield is called Game of Thorns. That's good. That's not too much. But then there's stuff like, you nomad, bro, and that's awful.
Yeah, they outbalance the good things about it.
Oh, I just don't really pay attention to those.
I do, because I nitpick.
Chaz came up with the best idea for an achievement name.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
Before he says it, copyright everything, all that bullshit.
There is so much copyright up in this bitch right now.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway.
Go ahead, Chaz, and say that. Then I have to say something else that JD's probably going to yell at me for.
There's a... We basically, as you probably know from our past talks, Peter and I are going to make video games, and we've decided that there will be an achievement for co-op called Bad to the Bro-n. And that's going to happen.
You should make a polo game and make it Bad to the Brony.
Oh my
god. No.
No.
I would like to see them make a polo game.
That would probably make JD piss his pants. Can I just say how much I love Tiny Tina?
Okay, to be honest, I don't hate Tiny Tina. I just
I'm surprised because you hate everything else.
Tiny Tina is so good.
I don't
but kind
hate
of annoying.
Her. I just think she's a little bit annoying.
There are times that she gets on my nerves, but
I love
then there
her
are
little,
other times.
Like narcolepsy thing that she does, and she just like
yeah, where she just goes to sleep. Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's like nap time. That's great. I also love her and her little bunnies and their badonkadonks.
I thought that was retarded.
Yeah, that irritated me. Rick really liked that too, and I just whatever.
Like, check out her badonkadonks, and I was just cracking up the whole time.
I mean, can I just mention the Minecraft thing again? Just because Torchlight 2 has creepers, and I hate that.
Minecraft swords.
I know, which is so awful. I just hate it.
I liked the little mine. Like, it's not like it's this huge elaborate
A little Minecraft joke.
Yeah, it's a fucking
it's not
room
big at all
that you have to find that's off the beaten path. It's just a little, a couple creepers, some skins for you, which it's actually a decent color scheme. I don't see anything wrong with, like, a little nod to another game. It's not like
I can hardly call it a little nod. Like, a little nod would be in Skyrim, the notched pickaxe. That's a little nod.
That's not actually a nod. Apparently that was in, like, Elder Scrolls 2. That's not new.
I don't even care. It was a nod to me.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, moving on. We have some October releases to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Exciting. First on our list, we have Resident Evil 6 coming out on October 2nd. Anything
else? Better not use the Nippon name.
You mean yesterday. Also known as yesterday.
Yes, also known as yesterday. Did not realize it was October 3rd. Does anyone have anything relevant to say about it? I thought someone might, so I put it on the list.
Everybody hates it.
That's what I heard.
This is unrelated, but I found out that today is not only is today National Mean Girls Day, but it is
the
only...
Oh my god, is it really?
It is the only National Mean Girls Day to fall on a Wednesday for like 13 years or something, which I don't know why that's significant, but I read a post on fucking Tumblr about
it. It's also like Anti-Bully Day.
It's Respect
Week. No, that's in November.
Respect Week, that's right.
That's kind of ironic.
That is really ironic.
Mean Girls and Respect Week.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be ironic if we were all made out of iron.
And disrespecting each other and respect.
I don't hate you because you're fat. You're fat because I hate you. Mean Girls quote.
Chaz won't watch it because he claims it's awful.
Fucking
but it's actually amazing.
It's, you know what? It's a good movie.
It's supposed to be a chick flick, but it's not.
Okay, I'm still not going to watch
it. It's an okay movie.
It's
good.
Resident
Evil
6.
Really good quote in it.
Liked by no people.
Yeah, it was liked by nobody. I think people say
it was liked by all the magazines, but that's because, you know, I have a staunch belief that they're paid off.
I think it said nothing's really different.
I've heard that, like, if you really give it a chance, it's not terrible.
I heard
it's not very good.
That if you approach it, like, not thinking it's a Resident Evil game, it's not bad. But if you approach it thinking, oh, this is a Resident Evil game, what the fuck is, like, Dead Space 3? But, you know, I'm not like that.
Next on our list, the fail of a title from Nintendo, Pokemon Black 2 and White 2. AKA, we're running out of titles, guys.
We're running out of
titles. We ran out of colors and gems.
We're Square Enix now.
Well, I mean, I liked the Pokemon games, but now that they're doing that, you know, the only Pokemon here are this generation and we're not going and having any of the classics around.
False. Apparently, in Black and White 2, you can go back to, like, almost all the regions.
Good. That's awesome.
That.
I'm still not going to play
sure.
it.
That's just a rumor I heard.
It is true.
Oh, okay. Can
they're
you
actually
back
not,
all of them?
They're what? Actually not making it a 3... They're making it a DSi release just because the DSi has a better, like, card or something, then it can support that.
Okay.
The,
Wait, are they doing all of the regions? Like, literally all of them, or just a few?
I just know that they're making a few. I don't know all of them.
They've gotten so terrible with the Pokemon design.
They literally look like animals now.
They ran out of ideas.
I really can't hate on the Pokemon designs now.
Well, you know, when you get to something like 900 Pokemon, like, come on.
I know, that's when it's time to stop.
Yeah.
Okay, how can you hate on the trash Pokemon?
That's awful.
I personally haven't played one of the handheld games, but like, I've played...
So wait, will there be a new Pokemon generation in Black and White 2?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
I know the Pokemon creator.
I wasn't sure if the new generation came with the new title.
I don't know. We'll see.
Because
or not.
If it's just
care.
A sequel to the other region that they did in White and Black, that's which I don't know anything about because I didn't play. But I mean, what if they did?
I started playing White and Black and then I stopped, but I heard White and Black had the best story out of all the Pokemon games.
Yeah, because when I play Pokemon, I'm there for the story.
Well, it's
the story is go beat the Elite Four. Do
not all of them. I mean, in the
That's all the story I need.
In the combined games, like Crystal, like Emerald, and all that, there was a separate story.
I know.
Basically,
Emerald, you had to stop Team Magma and Team whatever it was, and in Crystal, it was something like that too. I didn't play Crystal because I'm not like old.
I mean, I just wonder how many Pokemon games you can make.
How many Call of Duties can you make?
Yeah,
don't talk about that. They should have stopped too.
It's like when you think the Daleks are all dead, but they're really just infinite amounts of them everywhere.
Like, I can understand like Final Fantasy because it's a different story every time.
Yeah.
But
I get pissed off because they made Final Fantasy 13 2 or whatever that fuck. That
oh my god!
They did that with 10 2.
Whatever. You can't do that. We're not going to get into that argument because me and Jess have had it and it lasts for hours. But...
So when are they going to make a sequel to Dirge of Cerberus?
They're not because it was a disaster.
Fuck you.
It didn't sell and no critics liked it. I loved it. I thought it was a solid game.
I can still play it to this day.
That is the game that made me not hate third-person shooters.
Yeah.
Okay, well, moving on from Pokemon Black and White 2... We have Dishonored coming out October 9th.
I am ready for that game.
Which, is that a Tuesday?
Yeah, that's a Tuesday. It's next Tuesday.
Okay, so Pokemon's coming out Sunday? What the hell? Why?
When you're Nintendo, you release on whatever motherfucking day you want.
But why is Sunday? Okay, like, maybe I can understand a Friday or, like, a Thursday, but Sunday?
Kids go to church. Oh.
I mean, when you're done with Jesus, you can...
I'm not saying that, but a lot of places aren't open as long.
It's true.
Some places aren't open.
Well, I mean, some places aren't even open.
If you're lining up to get a Pokemon game, I think you have time.
No, what I'm saying is that, for example, like, the stores in the mall, like, if your GameStop is in the mall, most of the malls are only open from, like, 11 to 6.
If even that.
Yeah.
Is it releasing in North America now, or is it just...
I believe it's releasing in Japan earlier, probably much earlier, and that'll be the American release date.
Probably already released.
Yeah, it's probably already out.
People have probably already beat it a couple times.
Well, yeah. Not.
But anyway, I'm pretty ready for Dishonored. I think it looks interesting, and if
it
turns out to actually be as good as it looks like it might be, then it could be game of the year.
I think it looks like a Halo 4 version of Assassin's Creed.
No, it couldn't. Torchlight 2.
So, yeah.
Except the gameplay is not like Assassin's Creed at all.
I understand that, but I mean, like, I feel like the art style is very much like Half-Life. And
maybe it's because it's the same designer.
I was just going to say, partly because they have the same designer, but just the whole feel, to me, feels like Assassin's Creed.
That's like saying, oh man, Lost at Sea looks a lot like Scott Pilgrim.
Not really.
They're both drawn by the same guy.
And it does look exactly the same.
You can do two different things. I'm talking about the environment more. Like, it looks like you're playing in whatever city that it's called.
City 17.
Yeah. It looks like you're playing in City 17 just as an assassin.
It's a little bit more
300 years in the past.
But, I mean, like, if it's not, then, you know, get a little bit more style going up in there.
It's a lot more cyberpunk than Half-Life. Half-Life is straight future, whereas this is cyberpunk.
I'm just... Nah. I think the whole rat thing is dumb, too, that everyone's always talking about.
That one of his powers is to possess rats?
Yeah.
Why? It's a bubonic plague type issue.
I know, I'm just not...
So, am I the only one to watch his face off here?
I watch it sometimes.
Did you see the Dishonored episode?
No, I didn't. I didn't even see the Kevin Smith episode, which makes me sad. I need to catch up on it.
No, but the design episode, I thought it was kind of stupid. Because they could have, like, oh, make characters with exaggerated proportions. You could have done the same thing with, like, Team Fortress 2, and it would have been, like, the same.
That's
they could have done a really cool cyberpunk thing with that, but they kind of wasted potential.
But nobody there was good at it, because I saw like the first part of the season when they did something cyberpunky, or at least all of them have done something that like that, and it was just the worst.
Was it the Star Wars thing?
No, it was just various. One of them was like the shipyard thing, and somebody tried
someone put like a fucking eyeball. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the worst. It was like a chimney with an eyeball at the end.
Yeah. I saw the one with the fucking dinosaurs, and that shit was pretty metal.
Guys, I'm gonna kill you.
And yeah, we told you to turn that sound off.
Chinese dragons.
It's
dude.
At like fucking one notch.
That's not off, is it?
No, I need to be able to hear.
Buzzy, buzzy.
My phone doesn't have a vibrate function for text.
Which is what? Why Android is the less superior race.
Except what are you talking about? This phone specifically.
My tablet has a vibrate.
Oh, it's Samsung? I thought it was Android.
I have vibrate for calls, and I can set the vibrate to whatever I want. Like, instead of just going bzzz, I can have it do, like, a heartbeat or a tune. I was thinking about setting it to be the beating of drums from Doctor Who.
Yeah, guess what I can do with my iPhone.
What?
Eric, I hear you doing that.
I know, I put my mic up close so you could hear it.
Thank you.
I don't understand what you're doing.
You will.
You will.
Season 2 or 3?
No, but it's I didn't hear what you did, is the thing.
Oh.
He did that.
Do it louder.
Oh. Okay. Is that like the angels or whatever?
No, it's with the master.
Anyway, moving on from Dishonored, we have Assassin's Creed 3 as our last interest.
America!
Jesus.
You said that wrong. It's America.
America.
Oh, well, it stars a Native American, so we have to be like, oh, Columbus killed them all. Oh, no.
Columbus, this is like 200 years past Columbus's time.
Like swing and a miss.
500 years, dude.
Not really.
He's talking about the game.
Either way.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about the game, yes. Oh, wait, was JD not talking about the game?
I don't think so.
I thought you were talking about, like, now. I was like, dude, like,
oh, yeah, no. I was talking about,
yeah, the game is set, like, 200 years after.
Oh, yeah.
Columbus came around, like, the 1400s, and the game is set in, like, the 1700s. So, more like 300 years, and that's stretching it.
Anyway.
Actually, I guess I'd be shrinking it.
I'm pretty interested. in Assassin's Creed, but I'm not that excited.
I'm pretty excited. Like, I'm not, like, pumped, but it looks like it's gonna be pretty awesome, and I'm excited.
I'm, like, the kind of excited where I'm not gonna get it till Christmas, but I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, probably. I pre-ordered it, though, so I can get the tin case.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it, and I'm just gonna have my dad pick up the pre-order and hold on to it for 2 months.
Oh, I probably just won't actually get it until Christmas. Although, then again, I lose my $5 if I don't, so maybe I will.
You don't lose the $5.
It's still there.
Yeah, you can just be like, hey, I decided I didn't want this. Transfer that $5 to something else.
But, like, I'm saying, like, say I don't do anything. I just don't go to pick up my pre-order.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, go into GameStop 2 days later and be like, yeah, I didn't get Assassin's Creed, but I still have $5 down on it.
So could I, in theory, do that, like, now and say, hey, I decided I don't want Assassin's Creed. Can I put those $5 towards Halo 4?
Yeah, you could do that.
Oh, sweet.
You can move around pre-order money as much as you want.
I didn't know that.
Like, I moved my Dishonored pre-order from 360 to PC.
I see.
Do we know what we're going to get for pre-ordering Halo 4?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool red and black color scheme.
For what?
For armor.
Oh,
for your Spartan.
I pre-ordered that. Everyone did, probably. Not everyone.
I didn't.
Not everyone's a good person.
I don't have money.
But many people did.
I was going to say, are you talking about me?
Eric, if you want, I'm going to have that extra copy that I'm going to sell $10 cheaper than GameStop does. So if you want to buy it from me.
I'll do that.
Okay, wait, can we... I want to segue into something.
Okay, here we go.
I like segues.
I want to segue, since we're talking about releases, let's talk about the Mass Effect trilogy.
Oh my god.
Just get your EA hate out.
Get my EA hate out. Don't buy the trilogy because you're getting gypped.
Yeah, you really are. The way that they're withholding DLC is just fucking...
They're like, oh, guess what? It's the complete edition. Well, we're
except
still
for
withholding
all the DLC.
We're withholding half the DLC on Mass Effect.
Isn't the DLC 1
and
huge
2,
for a Mass Effect?
And then the DLC for 3 is going to be on disc.
Yeah, the DLC is a pretty big deal, especially for 2. Lair of the Shadow Broker is a big deal.
I hate them for not putting Kasumi's DLC. They put old fucking...
Like, I know that Mass Effect DLC...
Dude, he's awful.
...is, like, a pretty big deal, even though I know not much about Mass Effect. I just always hear people ranting about Mass Effect DLC. Especially recently with 3 and all that shit.
Honestly, the DLC of 2...
Your mic.
It's doing things.
Yeah, I don't know what you just
better
said at all.
Than the game itself.
That is not even
the Mass Effect 2 DLC was better than the base game. Did you hear me this time?
Yeah, I heard a lot of it.
Do you have to repeat what I said?
No,
you're good.
Okay. Anyone else have anything to say about the Mass Effect trilogy and how it sucks?
That they're really putting the DLC.
It's
on
good
disc.
On PC.
Yeah, because we get more than Xbox.
PC gaming masteries.
And we don't even know if PS3 is getting any DLC whatsoever.
Yeah, they just aren't talking about PS3, which honestly is the best thing. Like, the fact that they're putting Mass Effect 1 on PS3 would be a kind of big deal, but they're just being terrible about it.
Oh, well. They're being terrible about everything. I have a financial class, and we're supposed to look at stocks. I look at EA, and it drops after Tor releases, and it makes me laugh. But we're not going to talk about that.
So the last thing we have to talk about is our little segment that Gabby wanted to create. It's called Shit PBD, people say. I'll let Gabby explain that.
Well, I don't remember when it started, but I started writing down everything we tend to say because we say some pretty interesting things.
But you're never
mostly me.
Yeah, a lot of it's Shaz.
It's mostly me. It's mostly just her following me around at, like, BAM and just recording everything I say.
Because that's exactly what I do.
When you put it that way.
Yeah. It's mostly because whenever we're around, Peter's on his... on his PC, and then Chaz is saying words, and I'm just there.
So, Gabby is going to do a live reading of some of them, and we're going to comment on what we think.
Yes, and it's going to be totally out of context, and I won't even tell you who said this. Because sometimes
well,
I
have like a guessing game
is,
of who said it.
Is one of them, I want to see Brian Lee O'Malley naked.
No. Okay.
I think we know who that would be.
We'll know. Yeah, you guys are going to know this one. I underestimated the power of squirrel's testicles.
That's when we decided to start it. When I said that, that's when we were like, we are going to do this segment.
Should we explain the context?
I don't even know the context.
It's kind of not, like, it's better when we don't, but also people will be like, what? And maybe it's only better because we know the context.
Yeah, were you watching Foamy the Squirrel at the time?
No, so what we were doing is we were playing Super Smash Bros., and one of Squirtle's abilities is he just jumps up and down really fast and basically pummels the enemy with his testicles.
Oh.
And it didn't do as much damage as I wanted it to.
Was that when Lanier was thrashing all of us?
No, yeah. It was when me and Chaz were doing...
No, it was when I was just playing.
Oh, I thought we were doing story mode.
No, you're right. It was with you.
Okay. Here's another one.
Next one.
I'm glad I'm not attracted to you because I'm a dick. Oh, yeah.
No people are attracted to is Gabby.
Because she hates when people are nice to her. Literally, every time someone compliments her, like Lanier complimented on how nice it was for her.
Oh my god, no!
And Gabby goes, no!
No!
I said, yeah.
No, you made non-committal noises that sounded vaguely like, yeah.
It was just like, yeah.
All right. Here's another one. I'm a bunch far north than you guys.
Who was that?
That was JD.
Did you write that down?
That was JD.
I remember that.
You make it sound like
Wait,
you're
I don't.
In Wisconsin.
Someone explain.
Oh, I'm a bunch far north than you guys, y'all.
I don't remember, but we were talking about something, and he said that because I think I don't even.
I think we should stop this segment just for a second. And Peter, why don't you tell the story of you installing Guild Wars 2? I think we should talk about
okay.
that.
So I bought Guild Wars 2, right? And I take it home and, you know, put it in my PC like normal people do. And so...
Did you buy a PS3 copy?
What?
No.
I'm joking.
Oh. So I put the disc in my CD drive, I push it in, and all of a sudden it starts going like... So I'm like, holy shit! And so I, like, you know, undo it.
Crikey!
Yeah,
it's angry.
It's angry.
PC ate my Guild War.
So I take it out, and I'm, like, looking at it, and I'm like, what the fuck's wrong? So I try it again, and it does the same thing, and I try it, like, two or three times, so it keeps doing this. So I have Chaz observe, and he's like, holy shit, this is serious. So we get ready to, like, we sprawl out, like, a little thing on the floor, and, like, we're all ready to, like, take apart my PC, and we're doing it and everything. And then Chaz presses the button and takes the disc out, and he realizes I put both the discs in for the installing at the same time. So
buying a disc copy,
Peter, you can't do that.
Meanwhile, we had like my computer's guts all on the floor. Not really, but we had some wires.
We unplugged every wire and had the thing, the case open and everything.
It was very funny.
And then I open the fucking disc drive, and he's got both discs in it.
You guys know that there's a download online for that.
Yeah, I know, but I got the.
Yeah, but the disc's faster.
I don't care. It would have been easier.
Yeah, well, when you're not a dumbass.
Well, you know what? It would have been easy if Peter didn't put both discs in.
Now that Peter's playing, I'll have a lot more morale to get back into the game because I was hacked and maybe not want to play anymore.
Yeah,
although the
I'm
Chinese
not really playing
Borderlands,
anymore,
but I really want to.
The Chinese gold farmers put me up to level 59, and they gave me 30 silver worth of trash to compensate for stealing all my money and all my crafting mats.
Wait, like, they hacked into your account, or are you paid for a Chinese farmer?
No, they hacked into my account. I don't know where they got my... They probably got my password from somewhere, but I changed it.
Here, we're going to take your kidney, and we'll give you some trash.
Anyway, yeah, I don't really play it that much anymore, especially because Borderlands 2 came out.
I'm going to get back into it. By the way, Peter, did you... This is unrelated, and nobody is going to know what I'm talking about. But did you know Zach plays Guild Wars 2?
Does he really?
Yeah, he walked up to me one day when my bus didn't show up. He was like, hey man, got me some Guild Wars 2. I was like, wow, you are playing an MMO. Again.
Oh, Chaz.
How is he not, like, sitting at it during school? Doesn't he get extremely addicted to MMOs?
Yeah, I don't know. Also, what, Eric?
I was at your school for, like, a good hour after I should have been gone. My bus just didn't happen at all.
I love when that happens. My favorite.
The best. I was standing outside in the horrible fog.
That fog
Gabby,
was
do you
creepy.
Have anything else? Like any other?
I have plenty.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Just some more.
Continue.
We're at 50, 56, so...
Wait, speaking of playing... Wait, hold on. Chaz, did you beat New Game Plus in Dark Souls?
No, I never finished New Game Plus.
Because I started New Game Plus. Like, the first game around took me about 20 hours... I just beat Ornstein and Smog, and it took me, I'm like 2 hours in. Unbelievable. I haven't died to a boss yet. Ornstein and Smog killed me like 9 times the first time around. It's unbearable. I just hate myself for, I don't even know why. It's awful. I haven't gone to anything hard yet. Weird. I'm just ranting about those goals.
Sad panda. I don't recall who said this because I didn't write down who said it, but,
More fun then.
Why does everyone get uncomfortable when I stick my pencil in their faces?
Oh, that was me. That was me. Because they had the smelly pencils at BAM, and I just walked around putting them in people's face.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I hate it when people make me smell.
All right, here's another one. And that can be the fondling room.
So, we... Now, I hang out at my house all the time because it's new and I have a basement all to myself as my room.
It's mostly because it seems like you're the middle in between where we all live.
That and the fact
you
that
mean
also
me, Chaz, friends. And you.
Yeah, not JD. Sorry, JD.
Because I'm much more northern than you guys.
Yes. Anyway, so half of the basement is my room, and then the other half is like a storage room.
Great for hide and go seek.
No, it was something else. I forget exactly how it went. Chaz, do you remember?
No, we just randomly... No, it was because we were talking about how dungeon-like your basement is and how the only kind of dungeon is a sex dungeon.
Yeah, we said something about a man dungeon, and then you were like, the only type of dungeon is a sex dungeon. And then you're like, that's going to be the fondling room.
And now whenever Chaz goes to sleep, he says, oh, well, I'm going to go sleep in the fondling room.
Well, it's like 50 degrees colder than the room with all you people and electronics and stuff.
It is really hot in that other room.
It is. It's ridiculous.
That's why I sleep on the cold stone floor of the fondling room.
When you guys are already here, it's cold as shit.
Well, that's why
you... That's because body heat.
And all of your electronics that you bring.
Anyway.
And that.
Anyway, Mickey Mouse is a boy, you stupid fuck.
What was that?
I don't remember that at all.
I don't
either. That has something to do with Chaz.
Yeah, that sounds like something
I would say. Like Chaz. Here's another one. At one point in the night, I don't know if I'm laughing or crying. It's because we're good friends.
Ha ha! That can be construed extremely sexually.
Yeah, it could.
What was that? Who said that?
Oh, that was me and, I think, Chaz?
Probably me. If we don't know who it was probably me.
We'll be in chat for that one. Anyway, go ahead, Gabby.
What's a defective M&M when filled with asshole and not peanut butter? You were very angry.
I was so angry. When I eat a peanut butter M&M, I expect my mouth to be full of joy.
Fried Reese's.
Full of shit.
Yeah, also, fried Reese's are a thing.
And fried peanut butter and jelly and fried Snickers.
How do you fry peanut butter and jelly? Ew.
I don't know, but it's great.
You take one of those Smucker's Uncrustable, like, disc-shaped sandwiches.
Oh, those are gross.
And dip it in dough and then fry it, and it's wonderful.
Oh, they're gross, though.
You're gross.
Anyway, hold on, say it, Gabby.
The last one probably requires a bit of backstory, because on occasion we'll have posts on the blog that we haven't posted yet, because we'll be, like, halfway through them, and I remember one time I was writing a post and Peter came in and interfered with it because he was an asshole. So Peter was working on his reaction gif post and he wrote, I swear to God, if one of you PBD motherfuckers touches this post in any way, shape, or form, I will come to your house, neuter you, and make you drink every last drop of blood from your ball sacks. Gabby, that goes for you too.
It's like Antichrist.
He had a plan. And apparently I have ball sacks.
Well, yeah, because I did that to Gabby 2 times. I forget exactly what I posted.
I don't
remember. It was on her Cora post. It was something about her and Cora having sex, I think. Anyway.
I'm a lesbian now.
Well, you are.
Even my family, my mom, thinks I'm a lesbian.
Good.
And her reasoning for it disturbs me.
Oh, it's so awful. We can't say that online.
Yeah, we're not going to say that.
We'll let you guys imagine that.
Yeah.
Was it because of my Cora dramatic reading?
I don't think we ever put that up.
No, I don't think we put that up.
Well, long story short, someone thinks it'd be really hot if Tenzin and Cora had kids.
Yeah.
I'm confident that we didn't put it up because somebody never gave me the name of the fanfiction or the artist, or the author, rather.
You know what?
Oh, that's why, yeah.
I mean, like, it was already strange enough that Pema and Tenzin have, like, 20 years in between them. So you go ahead and put Cora in the situation, and it's just awful.
You're awful.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, I think we're done. That's good work, guys.
Sorry this came really late.
Yeah.
We've all been really busy with nonsense.
We'll try to at least do, like, once a month, at the very least.
Next time you hear from us, we'll probably be high on Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you'll get plenty of like videos, recordings, pictures.
Comic-Con. We could do that.
While we're at Comic-Con, expect a lot of updates and stuff.
Yeah.
We're gonna cover as much as we can.
Make sure you follow our Twitter, which is Better Dolphin. Our Facebook is Project Better Dolphin. Our Tumblr is Project Better Dolphin.
We have a Tumblr?
Email us anything. We have
a Tumblr.
Yeah. Also, we're thinking about giving away a video game at Comic-Con. Bastion.
Well, we have a Steam group too.
We have a Steam group for Bastion to give away at Comic-Con, and make sure to look forward to the details because
why didn't we talk about the new Humble Bundle? That I haven't announced anybody yet. So
there's nothing really to say about the Humble Bundle. You covered it in your fucking thing.
It was really awful, is what I'm saying.
It's not that bad. I know.
I haven't even played the games yet.
It's all right. It's a fucking charity game bundle, so I bought it because charity. I mean, that's my contribution.
The Torchlight soundtrack, because I love the Torchlight soundtrack. So,
does playing charity bought games count as charity hours?
Yes, okay. I just decided it does.
Yeah, I was going to say you're not going to get NHS points for that.
I was going to say I'm playing a game for,
If you do a speed run for charity, it could count.
I was going to say, if we actually did something where, like, money was generated for charity.
What if we do a speed run, guys? What if we did, like, a 24-hour thing? That we have, like, 5 days off in November. We should do that.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
4-day weekend this week.
Not yeah, I know, but I don't really
No, have it's any four. I have Monday off.
We
don't have Friday off.
Yeah.
Oh, I have Friday off.
But yeah, on our 5-day weekend in November, we should try to do a 24-hour marathon to raise money and stuff.
Yeah, that might be fun, if anyone ever fucking watched it.
I mean, we could post it on Reddit, so.
That's
true.
Yeah,
we could totally advertise for that shit.
I forgot, I kind of have an announcement. My brother's coworker, has, like, a gaming website, and they do, like, Let's Plays and stuff. And Rick's gonna start working with them, most likely, and we're gonna talk about them. I don't remember the name right now, because he hasn't started. But we're going to talk about them a little bit, and they're going to talk about us, and we're going to try and, like, get our viewers to look at both, because I've checked it out, and it's pretty sweet.
Nice.
We've got a partnership. Yay.
Yay, they're like sister blog.
Yeah.
We're moving up in life.
why haven't we done Let's Plays?
I was also thinking of...
Because we don't have a game capture thing.
And we tried doing Minecraft.
I probably can't order it by then.
Yeah.
It would not be in the mail by then, and I don't feel like paying, like, $50 for priority shipping.
We captured Minecraft. We could, I don't know, fuck it.
Yeah, we could do something with PC games, and maybe we will on that weekend in November.
Maybe you guys should get Torchlight.
We could record our Borderlands play.
But not everybody has to be playing at once. Like, you could take shifts.
Yeah, the closest thing we had to a Let's Play was when I cried during Splendor.
Also, I only need 3 more hours for National Honor Society.
So why not play video games?
Well, my grandpa was going to give me some hours, but I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, good work, everybody, and we will see you.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes, by the way.
Subscribe, like the video, favorite the video.
Tell us how much we suck.
Yeah, subscribe and review, greatly appreciate it.
No, don't, because I look at all comments, and I don't want bad comments on my channel, guys.
Tell us about how much you love it when we make voice love to your ear vaginas. I think that's from Nick Swardson.
Oh dear.
I'm pretty sure that's Nick Swardson.
I think we should end this before it gets to a really
Before we end it a third time.
Bye, guys.
Okay, see you guys later.